This is the hyperactive soul sound of Kings Go Forth, a new band straight out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We're listening to One Day. It's the first track off their new record, The Outsiders Are Back. It's the updated sound of the 70s. It's music that makes you want to crank up that car stereo, maybe leave the doors open, and dance in the streets. Record store owner Andy Noble founded Kings Go Forth in Milwaukee. He joins us from the studios of WNYC in New York, along with singer Black Wolf. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And I should mention, you have the entire 10-piece band there with you, and we'll ask you to play some songs for us in a moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
But before we get there, Andy Noble, how did you get the band together? I mean, I understand that at the time, 2 years ago, you were running a record store in Milwaukee. You're sort of known in Milwaukee, I've read, as a kind of an expert on soul and funk and R&B. So how did Kings Go Forth sort of come together?
Black Wolf and I met through the store. He wandered in one day from a studio across the street. That was the best thing about that store, is that you just talk music with people you never met before all the time. So Black Wolf had been around in Milwaukee, and he was a social person, you know. He knew a lot of the guys in the old groups. Most of the groups that I knew about from that time I knew from a stray 45 that I had found one time in somebody's basement, you know. Those groups that made one record in their basement and, you know, put out 500 copies in 1973. And so me and him had kind of been scheming together to try to find these guys to get copies of these records. And, you know, it didn't work that well, but, you know, we became friends. And started working together sporadically on things, you know, basically forming the genesis of what would become Kings Go Forth.
You know, Black Wolf, when I first received this record from your label a couple weeks ago, I assumed that you were famous, that you were well known, because your voice is so incredible. It's just unbelievable. And then I started to read about you, and I was so intrigued that you were basically unknown outside of Milwaukee. But before I ask you about that, I was hoping you could sing one song that really, I think, showcases your voice, and it's called Fight With Love.
What do you think, Andy?
Sure, we can do that.
I don't wanna be lonely, but I don't want the one that's for me. And I barely survive. Someday I may change, but now is not the time. Oh, you think it's all right? You think it's wrong? You can't handle it no. Hey, baby. Never get into a fight with love.
That's a Milwaukee band, Kings Go Forth, with their song Fight With Love. And I'm joined by band members Andy Noble and Black Wolf. And Black Wolf, you had sort of been on the scene in Milwaukee for quite a while. I mean, you had been performing in different groups. You performed in a group called The Essentials as well.
Well, you know, to make this all make a little more sense for me, it was kind of a long road. I was born in Port Huron, Michigan. I don't know if y'all are familiar with that. And I was a gospel kid. So at the time I met Andy, I was working on the gospel project, and I had got back to singing in church where you sing so hard, you know, you're tearing for the Holy Ghost and praying to go to heaven, and then you wake up out of the song and you're kind of disappointed you didn't die and go to heaven. That's how hard we used to sing there. Before I met Andy, I was recognizing soul in a sense of it's the seasoning for all music, actually. And the first thing I noticed about Andy, I said, oh, man, this cat got a little soul, you know? I hadn't even talked to him for about 10 minutes, I was really, you know, fascinated with that.
For the first single on this record, you worked with the legendary producer Tom Moulton. He's basically the guy who invented the dance mix, and I want to play some of this song. It's called Don't Take My Shadow. That's Kings Go Forth with their song Don't Take My Shadow. And I can definitely hear that sort of playing on a dance floor. And I read that there, you sort of had an intention, Andy Noble, to be a dance band.
I'm a DJ. You know, I play music and I try to make people dance. It doesn't take a lot to get Milwaukeeans to start dancing, and it's fun, and that's how we have fun, you know. I mean, everybody does that on the weekends. I think, too, it's just nice to do something and see a physical response. Sometimes you play music and you see a sea of folded arms and you're kind of looking at them and it's not like a communication. I can't see what they're thinking. When they're dancing, it's like a conversation between the band and the audience, you know?
All the songs in this record are just so energetic and they're so alive. And I was hoping you could perform another one for us from the record. It's called You're the One.
Sure. Yeah, we can do that.
That's Milwaukee band Kings Go Forth performing the song You're the One off their new record, The Outsiders Are Back. So how do you write the music? How do you put it together?
It's not brain surgery. We don't try to get too clever. I mean, honestly, we try to stick to themes that are classic and universal and, you know, plague or pleasure people throughout the ages. Love, loss, hope, poverty, all these different things.
Andy Noble and Black Wolf are respectively the founder and singer of the Milwaukee-based band Kings Go Forth. Their new album is called The Outsiders Are Back. They join me from the studios of WNYC in New York City. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Peace.
Thanks for having us, man. Appreciate it.
And you can hear more from Kings Go Forth at our website, nprmusic.org. And gentlemen, before we let you go, can you play us out with one more jam?
Yeah, we're going to play, this is the second song off the album. It's called I Don't Love You No More.
All right.
And for Saturday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Thanks for listening, and have a great night.